Head coaches Matt Simo for Auburn and Mike Ferry for Smith Station are meeting at home plate with the umpires. We'll take this opportunity to take you through the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Auburn Tigers, leading off is the second baseman Peyton Etheridge. In the second spot is the third baseman Henry Allen. In the three hole is the pitcher Michael Daniel. Batting fourth is the first baseman Tanner Waldrop. Batting fifth, the shortstop Seth Payne. Batting sixth is the left fielder Will Watley. Batting seventh, the center fielder Jackson Mills. Batting eighth and in harness today is Ryan Sinclair. And rounding out the order is the right fielder Walton Williams. Now the starting lineup for your hosting Smith Station Panthers, coming in at 14-12 on the season. Leading off is the center fielder Lawson Stratton. He'll be followed by second baseman Houston Whale. And in three hole is Brandon McCrane, the shortstop. Batting fourth is the first baseman Bryson Shepherd. Batting fifth, the left fielder Jack Madden. Batting sixth and starting on the hill today is Brody Dixon. Batting seventh, the catcher Lance Ballou. Batting eighth is Alex Phillips. He will be in right field. And rounding out the order in the nine hole is the third baseman Evan Long. Panthers trying to get to 1-1 in area play, force a game three to be played immediately after. Zach Irvey comes in with a 4.61 ERA on the season. The 1-2 ripped out into left field. That'll be a one-out single for Houston Whale. Nice piece of hitting. Just pulled that one down the left field line and finds himself on base and makes way for Brandon McCrane. It's kind of funny. You show up to the game early and you get to watch warm-ups a little bit. At every infield position that the Panthers warm up, they have three different guys. They have three guys lining up at that position, except for shortstop. Brandon McCrane is the only guy who goes to that position. Warm-ups are done. Everybody takes their positions. Whale steps into the right-handed batter's box, and we are about ready to get underway. First pitch from Heimbach, sets, fires, hit hard out towards center field. That one heading towards the gap. Whale is going to turn the gap. That's down into the gap. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Whale turns hard at second. He's digging for third. Throw comes in. Whale dives and a head first slide. He's in there safe with a leadoff triple. This one ripped out to left field. That one going back. That is over the wall. It's a grand slam. Brandon McCrane clears him. And what a swing of the bat that was. A hanging breaking ball that he almost hit the scoreboard with. The 2-1 is ripped out into right field. Going back. Was the park big enough? No, it is not. And Auburn takes the lead on a solo homer of their own. Michael Daniel going the opposite way with it. Ripped it over that right field wall. 110 pitches on the day now for Brody. Trying to get out of here with a one-run game. Called strike. Brody's ahead, or Brody's back even, 1-1. Another one in there for a called strike. Auburn not considering swinging the bat at some of these.
I think they're just content.
And the Panthers are one strike away from sending us to game three. The 1-2, swung on, fouled back. What a day it's been for Brody Dixon. One strike away. The 1-2, cut on and missed a curveball. Strike three. Brody Dixon, seven complete innings. He was dominant here today. Six strikeouts, one earned run, and the Panthers win game two, 2-1, behind Brody Dixon's fantastic performance.